Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, as part of its ongoing effort to ensure that healthcare works for everybody, the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is announcing today its national health equity strategy to provide persons of color with equitable health care, with a public goal to reduce racial disparities, particularly in maternal health, by 50% in the next 5 years. Joining us right now is the president and CEO of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Kim Keck. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's great to be with you.
And I appreciate you joining us this morning, Dr. Jackie Walters, who you may know from Bravo's Married to Medicine. She's an award-winning OBGYN. She's also online. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Why is a national health equity strategy so important, and why now? Why this year?
Yeah, Paul, I think we have to start now because we have a crisis in racial disparities in healthcare in this country, and it's really candidly unconscionable and unacceptable. So now we need to begin to put an end to racial disparities because your health shouldn't depend on the color of your skin or the neighborhood you live in. And I believe now's the time that we have to come together to create a new model of what we call equitable health and health caring. Blue Cross Blue Shield companies have made great strides in addressing racial disparities, but there's really much more to be done.
So what makes this different from what you've already done?
Paul, it's a couple of things, right? We're going to amplify programs that we already have underway, but we're also going to build new approaches because we know that this is not a one-dimensional issue and there's not a one-dimensional solution. So as you said, this is a multi-year strategy focused first and foremost on maternal health. We will have other conditions that disproportionately affect communities of color, like behavioral health, diabetes, and cardiovascular conditions. Look, we're going to hold ourselves accountable. We are setting a bold goal. You said it, but it's worth repeating. We'll reduce maternal health disparities by 50% in 5 years.
Well, and Dr. Walters, maybe...
If I can add...
Please.
Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Dr. Walters. Go ahead.
No, I was going to just say, if I can add to what Kim has said, another positive approach to this is they're now including voices like mine. You know, I'm a woman. I'm a Black woman. I'm a Black woman who's a physician. And in order to decrease and eradicate maternity mortality in the African-American woman, we've taken a three-pronged approach. You know, we're definitely educating the patients more. We're educating physicians on recognizing our own unconscious perceptions about races. And then we've got the insurer involved. So this is a three-pronged approach that I think is going to help with that.
Well, Dr. Walters, I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the most significant maternal health concerns for women of color and where the greatest disparities seem to exist.
Well, I think we are working on finding those social determinants of health in the African-American, like the level of stress and the trauma and just eating healthier and neighborhood violence and getting access to prenatal care. So we're working to find out what are those things we can additionally focus on and try and prevent some of these deaths.
How are you going to...
Well, if I could build on Dr. Jackie's...
Mm-hmm.
If I could just build on Dr. Jackie's points, because I 100% agree, but I'd also say some of these issues we have to really get, Jackie named many, to other root causes, like even unconscious bias. So one of the things that's relatively new is that Blue Cross Blue Shield companies are paying for unconscious bias training. We have one plan in Michigan, for example, and we are making unconscious bias training available to more than 20,000 physicians, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, and that's just Michigan. So Blue Cross Blue Shield companies contract with more than 1.5 million healthcare providers in the country. So just imagine if we made unconscious bias training available to just even 10% of them, right? That's 150,000 providers who have an additional tool. It's not all the tools, but at least an additional tool to overcome biases and treat people of color with the same high quality of care that candidly everyone deserves.
Absolutely. But how do you measure success, though, as you move this program forward?
So we are looking at industry standards that exist, and we're also reaching out to experts in the field. So We have many things that we're looking at, but I'd say we are focused on the goal to reduce maternal health disparities by 50% using a standard in the industry that's been developed by the CDC, which is called severe maternal morbidity. And this measure, among other things, measures unexpected outcomes of labor and delivery with significant both short-term and long-term consequences to a woman's health. This is about identifying what works best and the best ways to work.
Dr. Walters, anything that you want to add?
I'm sorry.
Did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, I can just definitely add to what Kim is saying. Once we recognize that there's a problem and we start to correct the perceptions and re-educate ourselves as physicians, in addition to educating the patient, we're going to definitely see these changes happen.
Yeah. Where can we find more information about this plan?
So starting today, there's a new website at BlueHealthEquity.com that can give your listeners more information.
All right. Very good. Kim and Jackie, thanks to both of you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.